starts late, whether we have Brian Balaga or not.
It's not Blue's fault.
A little later, not quite though. As often. That's usually a little later when Blue's on.
A little bit, just a smidge. I just saw that our friends Jim, Matt, and Molly posted my appearance with them, a little snippet on social. And Matt Hamilton is very concerned about Matthew Golden and how Matt LaFleur, it's a lot of Matts.
What's he concerned about?
Well, he's concerned about his fantasy team.
Oh, God.
Yes, Matthew Golden.
Oh, that's good.
And he's only got four targets, and he's only got two catches. And the gold medalist is a little concerned.
Well, he's not starting him yet, right? I think Golden's a play you go down the road.
If Jaden Reed's out, you might want to play
him. But Jaden Reed wasn't out.
But now Watson's out, Reed's out. Do you play Matthew Golden? This is a valid concern for Matt Hamilton.
Well, how bad is your team?
Apparently not very good.
I'm guessing it's not very good. If he's already starting Matthew Golden. But I wanted to use this as a jumping off point for the question, which is, how do you view what you've seen from him, Tausch? Because, you know, and I was making this point to Strofe earlier when we were recording Weekly Wildy, like, everything changes if Jordan Love, and Jordan would admit this, you know, he underthrew the one ball, which would have been a 33-yard touchdown, and he overthrew the other one, which would have been a 92-yard touchdown. And I know ifs and buts and candy and nuts and yada, yada, yada. But, like, if he's sitting here with two hugely explosive touchdowns, everyone's talking about how great he is.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of Matt Hamilton going, hey, well, we've only gotten, like, 6 points from him. I mean, how do you view what we've seen from Matthew Golden through two games?
I don't know what else you would expect. Like, it would be awesome if everything just took off like a rocket, but there's a process. And again, I think some of us forget that Jordan Love missed a ton of camp, and you're always trying to find that rhythm and that, you know, kind of the little nuances of how your receivers get open and where they need the football and you the timing of it. And to expect like it's just going to snap your fingers, there's nobody as fast as Matthew Golden on this team. And that little bit, you think, well, adjust and do this. Well, yeah, that's easy to say. It's another thing to do when you have a pass rush bearing down on you and you have to make that throw and you have to make that decision. So I don't think anybody should be discouraged at all about where Matthew Golden's at. If you look at, I don't know what stat you told us yesterday, the separation or whatever that number was, he's pretty good. And he's found ways to get open. Now, you just have to get on the same page as your quarterback. And the more work that you get with that quarterback and you get some success, the more he's going to look to you. And we all know he is a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
He is the first-round pick, and they want him to get the football because they think very highly of him as a playmaker. So it not everything is instantaneous. And I think when you're looking for all of this great things, there's a reason that the Green Bay Packers have developed quarterbacks the way they have, because they're patient. And there's also a reason that wide receivers develop really nicely in this system, because they're patient. And we've seen this movie before where we think rookies need to take these big jumps, but in essence what happens is they get better and better as seasons go and as the back half of a season goes. And if you don't believe me, go ahead and check Jordy Nelson, go ahead and check Greg Jennings. You can go ahead and check Donald Driver. You can go through the list, Davante Adams, go through the whole list of guys, and very few really popped in September and October of their rookie season.
Josh DiMaggio has sent me this statistic. We'll talk about it next. I'm not sure. I'm not saying it's made up. It seems a little, I don't know about this. We will address it after Tausch tells us about our great partner, American Family Insurance, which, of course, is always proud of Tausch, no matter how things may play out before the game.
American Family Insurance is a proud partner of Wildy and Tausch, and since 1927, they've been committed to making life better with outstanding home and auto protection. Also, that you're free to enjoy your dreams, so insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. I saw Bernie Chalet. You know, we've had that contest. That contest was going, I think it's every sixth inning. They have a fan up there with Bernie hanging out at the chalet doing Lord knows what.
You didn't do that, though.
No. No, I did not.
Well, you got that bad knee and the bad shoulder. Sure. It seems pretty dangerous. Did you go up there? Like you were in it?
No, we were up in that, like I said, we were up in that 400 level, and it's still, I don't know. I still like being up a little higher when I'm watching a game.
Yeah.
Like we had phenomenal seats last night, but I would say I probably like, you know where the press box is? It's about, I think, the perfect spot to watch a game if you want to watch the whole game.
Where they put the important people. We'll have this statistic, which if I was, a 12-year-old, I'd be giggling about, and apparently I am now as a 50-plus-year-old as well. We'll tell you what it is and how Matthew Golden ranks at it next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
For Uncle Homer, who'll join us shortly. But before that, Josh DiMaggio, I don't know where he finds all this stuff. He mines social media for all kinds of different nuggets. I'm not familiar with Scott Barrett's fantasy football work, but he shares on Twitter the current wide receiver leaders in average separation score.
So you think this is a bogus stat?
Not necessarily. I don't know him, and I don't play fantasy football, so I'm not trying to be a dink here.
Because it's very difficult, when you start talking about separation. If the ball isn't thrown to you, the whole Twitter sleuthing and, oh, this guy was wide open. Well, is it because the eyes of the quarterback was going there and that gives you another, half a yard or yard? So I'm kind of leaning to, I'll have to hear more, but I'm kind of leaning towards Joshy on this.
Yeah, sure. All I'm saying is that they call it average separation score. So the abbreviation like runs batted in is RBI. The abbreviation is ASS.
I like that. I like that. And you can say that, right? Because it's an acronym?
ASS would be how you would want to refer to it. You don't call it, well, I guess some people call them ribbies. But.
Sure, exactly. See, thank you for, you came around on that fairly quickly. But that's why I chose RBIs.
It should never be RBIs. It should just be RBI.
Right, runs batted in.
No,
right.
Like don't.
Attorneys
that,
general.
But it shouldn't. Run batted ins?
If you're saying Christian Yelich has 76 RBIs.
Actually, just wait a second. I'm going to excuse myself.
Yeah,
you guys are having a baseball conversation.
Yeah.
I'm going to excuse myself.
What happens when you score how do you score points in cricket?
Those games take forever. That's a long-running game now.
Jocko would like it. You get your money's worth.
Yeah, you get. There's no time clock in cricket now.
Your top five in the National Football League per the average separation score. And again, look, I'm not. Joshy is obviously very much into this, considering I continue to get text messages from him. But again, I don't know who is determining the separation amount. Where is the statistic coming from? I will look into that when I'm not doing the show. But again, I know we all want everything to be statistically measurable. Just take this for however you want to take this, take it, okay? Outside of the top five, Roma Dunze at 9, Mike Evans at 8, Zay Flowers at 7, Justin Jefferson is 6th. Now your top five, Marvin Mims is 5th, Romeo Doubs is 4th.
Wow.
Davante Adams is 3rd. Jalen Naylor is 2nd and leading the National Football League in a 0.400 average separation score is Matthew Golden.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'll say this. Now, whether or not you want to buy or believe the stat, it's better that you're at the top of that list than if there's no separation at all.
Right.
Right?
Right, for sure. And look, I'm not, again, I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. We sometimes, I don't want to say disparage, but we always have a caveat with the Pro Football Focus grades, right? We don't know who's delivering those. We don't know how those compare with what, say, Campy would have given you as a grade. So I'm just saying.
And in fairness, the NFL uses Pro Football Focus.
Right.
A lot of the teams do. So
for a variety of things, I don't think they probably use it for their grading.
Yeah, they definitely don't, but they do utilize all of the data that they put out.
Right, for sure. And my point is that it the quality of a statistic is predicated in part on the quality of the person who is getting the data and examining whether or not how much separation Matthew Golden is creating. That's all. So, again, I don't know, but it sounds to me like it's good to be high in the ass rankings.
Can you say that?
Yes.
Okay. Late drop. Late drop.
Speaking of late, we're going to get to Homer late as well because we spent a lot of time with our friend Brian Bulaga. Don't be late, though, if you're at a gathering and Tito's vodka is being served.
Yeah, whether you don't have a great first pitch or you're celebrating a great cricket pitch, it's great to have Tito's handmade vodka in your drink if it's a spicy Bloody Mary. If it's a, you know, just let's go with a tonic. If you want to go lemonade, if you're at a ball game, make sure it's Tito's in your glass. And Tito's also gives back in a big way, partnering with nonprofits and doing real good in the communities across the country. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
Homer joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Whatever you do, make sure you do it right. Whatever you do, make sure you do it right.
Joining us now is the voice of Marquette men's basketball for 36 seasons. Oh, baby! You also hear him 1 hour a day on the Homer Hour with a rotating cast of characters, including Brian Bulaga and John Anderson. It is Steve the Homer. True Homer, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Didn't Tausch play center in high school in basketball?
I did, yes.
That was a point guard. That was a point guard pass.
No.
That was one of the great bounce passes to a center inside.
I was a power forward that
point,
led our
point
team.
Point forward?
Let our team, well, power forward, but I led our team in assists. So, yeah, I'm always looking for. Yeah, I was always
trying
to find
ways. Did you ever throw a bounce pass better than one you did last night?
Better than the one last night. No, I did. I like to do the, when I was posting up, kind of the behind the back to the weak side.
Yeah.
Justin Rabb and Kyle Stoffel, those are kind of the guys that I would get that to. So, yeah, Homer, you've
got. So what's the overall view of what happened last night? I'm just curious.
So I butchered. As I said in the beginning of the show, I butchered the pitch, but. I can look at things from as in life. You've lived a long life. You can look at things from a positive or a negative perspective.
You just asked me.
I can finish and then you can.
Oh, sorry.
You can
sorry,
then jump in and tell me what I think and what I didn't. Yeah, it was a bad pitch, but
okay.
But it's always nice to get a compliment when something bad happens. And when old boy told me it was one of the best one-bounce pitches he's ever seen, and then you factor in my newfound love of cricket, I looked at this as a negative, but I can spin it into a positive light, which is what life is all about. That's what I'm doing. Tell me why I'm crazy.
Okay. No, I don't. I mean, I want to tell you that you did it on purpose. Even though I know you didn't, just
I didn't. No, I can't. What am I going to lie?
This is all just such trash. I saw Robbie. You clearly have an arm injury. Like they're questioning, did he pitch in Little League? Did he? What do you mean?
That's 30. By the way,
really
that's 30
questions.
That's 30 years ago.
Doesn't matter. No, come on.
What does it matter?
Doesn't
you're telling me you're as good at tennis? You're telling me you're as good at tennis now as you were 30 years ago?
No, I'm not going to serve the ball halfway to the net.
I don't know.
Ever.
I've played against.
So whatever your injury is, I saw Robin Yount. He had to throw from 8 feet away because he's got an injury. Clearly, you've got some sort of injury. You need to go see a doctor. Okay. Any explanation other than that is absurd.
Okay.
Come on. All right. I've lost how to pitch. Yes, and you've lost how to breathe, too.
There you go.
I believe that's the same. Yes, yes.
Oh, anyway. By the way, I didn't realize Robin Yount threw a short ceremony of first pitch.
He's 70 years old.
Well, yeah, but you played in the NFL for 11 years. You're basically 70 years old too.
Yeah, they do those tests now where you can find out how old you actually are compared to what you are. And I don't know if that's one that you want to
go see a doctor.
You don't want to get the results. Yeah,
that's true.
Homer, I am curious. You know, you and I talk three times a week generally, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday on the Homer Hour. Tausch's first pitch aside, the actual pitcher on the mound last night, Freddie Peralta, was great. Where are you at on the Brewers currently now as we get closer and closer, their magic number down to 7 to clinch the NL Central title?
Yeah, they're a 1 or a 2 seed, and then they'll have a bye, and then they'll have a 5-game series and a 7-game series, and they're capable of beating anybody, and let's roll. Let's go. They won't be the favorite, either the Dodgers or Philly. Phillies could pass them maybe.
Will they be favored against the Cubs?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, the Cubs are better than the Dodgers this year. Dodgers aren't even going to win their division. Padres are going to win the division.
They might, but they have a great deal of experience and postseason success. The Cubs have none, not with this group. So, I mean, you can say the Cubs are better than the Dodgers. Cubs and the Dodgers pick. I'll take the Dodgers. I mean, it's possible they could underperform the whole year, but I doubt it.
I don't care much
about the regular season.
Okay, but what the regular season at this point is all about is setting yourself. We talked to Dom Catronio earlier in the week as well. What this is all about is getting yourself set up for the postseason. He said that he expects Miz to be in the pen. He feels like they're moving Woodruff's start, so it lines up better for the playoffs. So it does matter what you do down the stretch here, right? To be ready for the playoffs and in the best spot.
No, the key is, I mean, that's like simpleton stuff. So the issue is, are your people healthy? The biggest concern for the Brewers has nothing to do with doing that. That is so simple. It's the issue of who's healthy, who's not healthy, and adjustments you have to make because of that. That's what the important rest of the season is. Because who's going to be in the bullpen? Who's healthy? Who can pitch? They've already wondered who's coming back. The setup is the easiest thing in the world if you have healthy people. If things change and you don't have healthy people, you might have to change it 5 times before the postseason.
Do you get nervous at all? Will there be any point you get nervous about winning the division? Do you think this thing's a wrap?
No.
You're good.
No, I think it's a wrap. Yeah.
He thinks the NFC North's a wrap, too, so he doesn't worry about division titles.
I think we're starting to –
Well, they've played 150 games versus what percentage of the baseball season? This is saying nothing. This is not being scared, as some might be, but they played what percentage of the season in baseball versus football?
That's got to be 90-some percent, right?
The only thing I feel most confident in is Cooper in the Packer Hall of Fame. Have they ever done a player while he's still on the team?
Yeah, he's just going to cross Oneida Street on his way. So the question I did want to ask Brewers related before we move on to the Packers, and I say this because I'm a sucker for sentimentality. Tausch is sitting this out because he's not talking about the Brewers anymore, even though he once again violated that by asking about your nervous because of his pitch. He said he's self-banning for a week, which I didn't think he could do. So I'm not surprised. But what did you make of the whole?
What's the connection? I don't get.
His pitch was so bad. He's banning himself for a week from talking about the Brewers.
But he's done it like three times. I didn't know we were going to talk Brewers.
What are you going to admit? You have some sort of an injury.
I would never do that. If I go out on the mound, listen, man.
He
admitted it earlier in the show.
When you go out on the mound, just like if you're going to go out there. Jason, what were you going to ask Homer?
He told us about it with his coaching staff from baseball. We knew this already. Look, I am sentimental. I'm a sentimental fool. I was under the impression that Bob Uecker had written a letter to Mark Attanasio to share with the team once they clinched a playoff berth. Right. And then I thought that Pat Murphy did some, embellishing of an actual letter.
No, it was just he did something really stupid. It was just stupid. Now, he has such a pass on the season and the greatness that he's done that everybody gives him a pass. But that was just stupid.
Yeah, I was disappointed to learn that was not what I thought it was.
Yes, and it's possible that everybody believes it. I believe it because that's the kind of thing Uecker might have done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most people would, but Uecker might have. And so, Murphy gets one stupid pass, but it was stupid. There's no...
Okay. I knew you'd shoot me straight on that. I agree.
They had to then tell everybody it wasn't true. How is that?
Yeah, you don't want to have to do that. You're not looking to do that.
But he's okay. No problem. He's had a great year. He gets a pass. But he's used it up now, so don't do another one. I saw something on Twitter. It was great that Abe Lincoln apparently wrote a letter to the Brewers. That was fantastic. That's Twitter at its best.
Four score seven years ago.
House divided, whatever, might not fall.
I did actually read it when they had the letter, but I thought that there are some positive moments on Twitter. That was one.
I have a letter here from Marco Polo.
Yeah.
Homer, the Packers go to Cleveland this week. You have proclaimed that the NFC North race is over after two games.
Right.
You then, if they are who you think they are, then they have to trounce the Cleveland Browns. And the line that you're...
No, they don't. They can lose.
But I was setting something up here. Yesterday, John Anderson said that he wants teams to fear the Packers after this weekend in Cleveland. That would mean they have to put like a 40-14 type win on them. I agree with you. They could lose. That can't happen. But do you see them becoming a team that is feared across the National Football League?
Only the defense. It's all about the defense. The offense, I don't believe, will fear. Is capable of being at that level. But the defense, yes, that's why a shutout or not knowing Cleveland score. But the big part of this game is they haven't done anything on the road. And I'll defer to Tausch on this, but coaches say it. You ain't done nothing until you've done it on the road.
Well, George Karl said the season hadn't started yet, according to George Karl, right?
Correct, yes.
Playoff series.
Right. Now, they got seven. So my point is this one's easy. All LaFleur says, you ain't done nothing. You've done nothing. You put a whooping on them they put a whooping on Cleveland on the road, they will be the favorite next Monday, Tuesday, to win the Super Bowl.
Well, I think they're pretty they're pretty close as is. Homer, you just said, what was the word you used? I've been dominant, feared? The defense is feared. Do you think that the defense is feared? And right now, do you think people fear this defense?
I think they think it's possible. It could be that it's still early, but yes, I think there's the potential.
When's the last time in your 30, 40, whatever years you've covered?
96,
the defense was feared the same? Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Mm-hmm. 2010 by the end of the year, but never the same way. And similar to this year's team, you have a special like Reggie White, but there were other special pieces of that defense that Ron Wolf brought in. Which I think applies here to other people to talk about other than just Parsons, just like you could do the same back in 96. And they were the best defense in the league.
They were. They also had the best offense in the league. All right,
That's correct.
Is anything...
That will not happen this year.
You're not a worrier by nature, like me.
Yeah.
Is there anything about the Packers right now that worries you? It doesn't sound like you're worried about the Brewers at all. Is there anything about the Packers you're worried about?
None. None. Let's go. Roll it out.
Wow.
None. Yeah, I'm with Homer.
Must be nice.
Outside of an injury to Elgton Jenkins, obviously Jordan Love, and the interior part of the offensive line, specifically center, otherwise I don't have any concerns either.
Because they're actually better than everybody thinks they are, because Golden is actually really good. We know that. His quarterback just missed it.
Yep.
But everybody else knows that's coming if he gets that open again, which would make them even better.
And then that opens the running game back up, and you know, the offense is just scratching the surface.
The best part of the game was what didn't work, not what did work, because you saw Golden and
ooh, I kind of like that.
Yeah.
And with all that said, even with all the things that LaFleur talked about being upset about, it still was a ho-hum victory. Like, we could have started the post-game show middle of the fourth quarter and we'd have been fine.
No, we could have. You wanted to, actually. By the way, I have a favor to ask of you, Tausch.
Yep.
If I can work it out, will you throw another pitch at AmFam?
Maybe later. I would say obviously not in the near future. I'm going to take a beat.
Next year? Next season?
Well, first off, if I want to, I'm sure I can get invited back. So I'll leave that up.
Question.
No, I heard your question. And
question is, will you do it?
I don't know. Right now, I'm a little stung. So we're gonna take a beat and then we'll revisit.
Somebody texted in asking, could you ask for a do-over last night when you bounce?
It's not a second pitch; it's a first pitch. So no.
I just want to let you know that's gonna be my Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. Isn't it obvious to everyone the only reason the pitch was like that is because he's got an injury of some sort? Mm. Yes or no?
Nah, that's a lame question. If I'm being honest.
Fine.
Yeah.
Not your show. Bye.
It's true. It's not.
Fine. It's not your show. Bye.
No, he's right.
Okay. We're done with Homer. He's gone. What we're not done with is Prize Picks, where hopefully they have cricket.
I haven't looked if they have cricket. If they do, oh, baby, you know, I'm in. You and I, we make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, you got to be right, and then you get paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it is good to be right, and it's simple to play. Pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. You get it right, cash in. Prize Picks puts their users first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick and easy deposits into your account for this football season. They offer injury reboots. One of your players leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return. Prize Picks won't count it as a loss. Join up today. Join millions of users. Sign up. Download the app. Use code WI. Get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code WI. To get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back home around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. Metaphysical man, but I know when the stars are aligned, you can bump into a person in the middle of the road, look into the eyes, and you suddenly know. Rocking in the dance hall, moving with you, dancing in and out of in the middle of June. My mama told me, don't lose you, cause the best luck I had was you. I said, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back, come around the way. It seems like
thanks as always to Steve the Homer True, despite his abrupt departure. That's not even an Irish goodbye. That's more of a very direct goodbye. Tausch, I'm going to head over to Lambeau Field after the show. Matt LaFleur is going to be talking during the show. I'm not a huge fan of this now, but he's gone back to the pre-practice pressers on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, so I guess I'll talk to him next Monday, the next time I get to. But he's, you know, we were joking earlier about Jaden Reed and his anesthesia-induced proclamation about going to the Super Bowl. Going to the bowl, bro. But I am curious. Like, what's your concern? I understand they're deep at the position, right? I understand that, you know, Golden's got that high ASS rating. All the other stuff. It's not like they're decimated at the wide receiver spot. But they are now missing two guys that are unique. They've got a guy in Watson who's on the PUP who no one is like. And what I think makes Reed unique is that he can do everything. He's not just a slot guy. He's not just a downfield guy. He's not just a pop pass jet sweep guy. He does all those things. And to replace him, you're going to be asking different guys to do different things in any way. Because this is, you know, I asked a homer if he was worried about anything. And he very clearly said no, and you agreed. Those are things that it feels to me like if you're going to be the offense that you think you're capable of, doing it without those two guys specifically, it's a heck of a lot harder.
Yeah, no doubt about that. But I think if you're understanding that throughout an NFL season, you're going to have to overcome some things and have guys step up, I really feel like the receiver spot, no one has really emerged as, like, if this was Davante Adams way back in the day, you'd be like, we're in big trouble.
Right. You're right about that.
And we're not. So the Jaden Reed being out on the field, he's obviously a big piece to what Green Bay is trying to do, but you can adjust. I would make the argument that I think Tucker Kraft would be the one guy, if something happened, would you feel as good about putting Musgrave in there as you would Tucker? The answer would be no. Now, that doesn't mean Musgrave can't go in there and do kind of to his skill set what it would be. Tucker Kraft is, I believe, an emerging all-pro, Pro Bowl player. And you can't just snap your fingers and replace that. Jaden Reed is not there yet. I think he's building to hope to get there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, you just kind of, I think you build your roster and you try to have as much depth as you can, understanding that these things happen and you don't want to be left kind of holding the bag. And so if you bring in a Micah Parsons, you get that next level. Obviously, having something happen to him or him not being able to play would really hurt your defense. But it's not as if your defense would fall off the cliff because that happened. Obviously, the quarterback spot, you feel protected with Malik Willis. I just think Goody has built a really deep roster and is as positioned as well as you possibly could be to withstand an injury pretty much at every spot, which is really unheard of in the NFL.
Yeah, I think we were concerned about their offensive line depth. You made this reference earlier, and I agree with it. Elgton Jenkins is the key piece there.
There's not a doubt.
They cannot afford him to suffer an injury.
I think the guys that you would say, obviously Jordan Love, anytime you're starting quarterback, but if it's 2 or 3 weeks, I would not. I feel like you could
win
a lot.
We're going to talk about Willis coming up. Yep.
Elgton Jenkins, I don't know what their solution is. Tucker Kraft, they have a solution. I don't think it's as good. I know it's not as good, but there's a solution. I don't think they want to put Sean Ryan in at center. I don't. And then you bring in something else. You know, you bring in Jordan Morgan, and now all of a sudden, what are you going to do if something else happens? That's why when people are saying, well, trade Sheed and do all this other stuff. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that. And I think Elgton Jenkins might be, and this sounds crazy, he might be the most irreplaceable guy on this roster as we sit here right now.
Should have held out for his contract if he's so irreplaceable.
Tell me somebody else that you feel like, oh boy, what are we going to do? Because if it's Micah, obviously that's a big deal, but you got Van Ness, you got Rashawn, you have guys.
I obviously love Evan Williams as a player. I think he's really good. Reminds me of, as you've heard, Micah Hyde.
I did hear
but
that.
But I don't want their starting safeties, if I'm a Packers fan, to be Evan Williams and Ketan Oladapo or Evan Williams and Javon Bullard. So I would argue that the other guy that is still irreplaceable, even though they've got some young safeties, is Xavier McKinney.
Is it crazy for me to say that maybe Edgerrin Cooper might be the most?
I think that I would also have said him, yes, on the defensive side of the ball.
If you put those three, Xavier McKinney, I think you'd probably put Josh Jacobs in that category too. Is it crazy to say that Jordan Love wouldn't even be in the top four if you're talking about for a three or four game stretch? Who's the? Is that a crazy thing to say?
No, I don't think it is, and it sets the table for our Malik Willis conversation that we're going to have coming up to kick off the 11 o'clock hour. But first, Tausch needs to tell us about Quick Trip.
Packer fans, your next Quick Trip run could score you the ultimate win. Cruise into tailgate season in a brand new Chevy Silverado RST. Can blaze the trails on a new Polaris Sportsman 570, or you can grill like an MVP with a Pit Boss Ultimate Lift-Off Griddle. For every dollar you spend at Quick Trip with Quick Rewards, you'll earn points to use in the Packers Fan Zone. No purchase is necessary. Get full details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes, and they have a bunch of great deals. Head on in right now. Boneless pork loin chops, 99 cents. Bananas, jumbo onions, baked potatoes, 29 cents a pound. Quickery bread, honey wheat, Italian cracked wheat, Swiss rye multigrain, or Texas toast. You can get two loaves for $4. Tailgate savings and sweepstakes only at Quick Trip. We'll see you next time.
The 10 o'clock hour, or the 11 o'clock hour, I should say, will start with a conversation about Malik Willis, which Tausch just teased for us next. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.